The next patient is Juana Luna. First name, J-U-A-N-A. Last name, L-U-N-A. Clinical case of a 67-year-old. Hispanic female that is following the practice for the because of the kidney transplant period. The kidney transplant was done in 2013 in Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami. The patient is immunosuppressed with the administration of a program 1 milligram POQ 12 hours and Myfortic (360 milligrams) 2 times a day. The patient has been in very stable condition. The tacrolimus level is 4.4. The urinalysis is showing the presence of occult blood, 1 plus, and 10 to 20 RBCs, and the proteinuria of 2 plus. The patient has an excretion of the protein that is close to a gram of creatinine, per gram of creatinine. A gram of protein per gram of creatinine. This situation has to be investigated. Number two, arterial hypertension that has been always out of control. The patient is prescribed amlodipine on daily basis in combination with the hydralazine. We don't know the amount of hydralazine that she takes. And she's on metoprolol succinate 50 milligrams POQ 12 hours. The heart rate is 60, period. The etiology of the arterial hypertension is unknown. The patient says that ever since she was a renal patient, that has been for more than 23 years, this hypertension has been very difficult to control. At this point, I need to assess the patency of the transplanted renal artery, the function of the renal artery. The patency of the renal artery and rule out the possibility of obstruction. For that reason, a renal dynamic of the transplanted kidney will be done. On the other hand, this patient has in the past a history of hyperpara, no history of kidney stones that also has to be investigated. Period. The patient has a hematuria that we are going to follow. Whether or not it is coming from the lower urinary tract versus the transplanted kidney has to be determined. For the hypertension, we are going to stop the use of hydralazine and amlodipine, and we are going to switch the patient to Lotrel 520 every 12 hours, and we are going to titrate the blood the medication until we get the blood pressure control. Following number, a hyperparathyroidism most likely secondary to renal disease. We're going to check ionized calcium, the latest calcium was 10.1. The laboratory workup is satisfactory. The patient has a serum creatinine of 0.69, a BUN 14, and the estimated EFR is more than 70 mL per minute. We're going to reevaluate the case after the renal scan. The renal ultrasound and the laboratory workup. That is going to be like in 7 weeks. The time spent in the service was as follows. 20 minutes reviewing the history and the lab. In the face-to-face, 30 minutes, in the documentation, 10 minutes.